Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, April 15, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of finance news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
why the small cap route may deliver in a falling rate environment. In a falling rate environment, the small cap income ETF, SCAP, by Infrastructure Capital Advisors, may offer a solution for investors seeking yield without excessive risk. With the potential for rate cuts on the horizon, the SCAP ETF focuses on small-cap equities, aiming to provide a balanced approach for investors. Led by experienced portfolio manager J.D. Hatfield, the actively managed fund targets companies with strong cash flow profiles, offering a 30-day SEC yield of 6.98%. By thinking small in a big way, investors may find opportunities for income and growth potential, especially during rate cut cycles. With a focus on navigating market contradictions, the SCAP ETF provides a flexible and active approach to potentially capitalize on changing market conditions.
Coming off a record-setting 2024, Seanergy Maritime says it is positioned for more growth. Seanergy Maritime Holdings Corp., NASDAQ SHIPE, is cashing in on a surge in freight rates, up 300% since mid-November, reaching $24,000 per day. Positioned exclusively in the Capesize market, the company believes it stands out with a strategy of fleet growth and capital returns. With a projected Capesize fleet growth of 1.4% for 2025, Seanergy expects a tight supply-demand balance. The company reported record-setting earnings for 2024, with a 52% increase in net revenue and a dividend yield of 6% for shareholders. Looking ahead, Seanergy is arranging a bond issue to fuel further growth and capitalize on the strong demand in the Capesize shipping market. United Maritime Corp., NASDAQ USEA, a spin-off of Seanergy, is also expanding and rewarding investors with consistent dividends and strategic fleet enhancements. With a focus on optimizing its fleet and maintaining a disciplined financial strategy, United Maritime is positioning itself for long-term success in the dry bulk shipping sector.
Consolidated Credit presents free spring webinar series on vacation planning, small business growth, and transitioning to business credit. Consolidated Credit is offering a free spring webinar series focusing on vacation planning, small business growth, and transitioning to business credit. The Smart Savings Strategies for Your Dream Vacation webinar in April will cover creating a vacation budget, finding the cheapest travel options, and using credit cards wisely. In May, the Small Business Big Success webinar will address reasons for small business failure, budget creation, and cash flow solutions. In June, the Transitioning from Personal to Business Credit webinar will explain the differences between personal and business credit, creditworthiness impact, and applying for business credit. These webinars aim to provide practical knowledge for immediate use in managing finances and achieving financial goals. Consolidated Credit addresses common credit myths during Financial Literacy Month. During Financial Literacy Month, Consolidated Credit is debunking common credit myths to help people improve their financial health. Misconceptions about credit cards and credit scores can lead to financial troubles. For example, a high credit score is not just about paying bills on time. Credit utilization ratio matters too. It's also important to understand that credit scores impact more than just loan applications. They can affect job opportunities, insurance premiums, and even utilities. Consolidated Credit is offering free resources, webinars, and counseling sessions to empower consumers with accurate information and help them make informed financial decisions. Visit Consolidated Credit's website to access these resources and learn more. Currency news breaks: Roth Canada Inc. announces Calgary office launch, key appointments. Roth Canada Inc., the Canadian affiliate of Roth Capital Partners LLC, has announced the launch of its Calgary office and the appointment of key team members, including Tony Loria, Matt Halas, Zane Sedek, Jamie Somerville, and Christopher True. These additions strengthen Roth's commitment to supporting Canadian growth equity companies with investment banking capabilities and research-driven ideas. President Brady Fletcher expressed excitement about the expansion, emphasizing the value of leveraging Roth's platform for Canadian companies. Roth Canada, a CIRO-regulated dealer member, focuses on serving emerging Canadian growth companies and their investors with offices in Toronto, Calgary, and Vancouver. For more information, visit rothcanada.ca.
Investor news breaks. eCorp Inc., EZPW, secures $300 million in private offering. EZCorp Inc., a leading provider of pawn transactions in the United States and Latin America, recently closed a private offering of $300 million of 7.375% senior notes due 2032. The company plans to use a portion of the net proceeds to repay its outstanding 2.375% convertible senior notes due 2025 at maturity. Roth Capital Partners served as co-manager for the transaction. EZCorp focuses on satisfying the short-term cash needs of consumers who are both cash and credit constrained, providing an industry-leading customer experience. For more information about EZCorp, visit their website at www.ezcorp.com.
Gold breaches $3,200 as tariff fallout deepens. The price of gold surpassed the $3,200 mark last week due to the trade war between China and the U.S., causing fears of recession and a drop in the dollar's value. President Trump's introduction of reciprocal tariffs aimed to protect jobs and boost domestic manufacturing. This has led to increased investor interest in companies like GEMXX Corp., OTCMZ. For more information on GEMXX Corp., visit their newsroom. Mining Newswire is a specialized communications platform focusing on developments in the global mining and resources sectors, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions.
Mining news breaks. Aloro Resources Limited, ELOOTERRF, reports strong tin silver results, expands drilling at Iska. Aloro Resources Ltd. QM announced strong tin silver results from its drilling program at the Iska project in Bolivia. Assays from the 10-hole program showed significant silver-tin mineralization, with highlights including 129.57 grams per ton of silver over 52.5 meters. Aloro also appointed Colin Belshaw as Vice President Mining and retained CPM Group for advisory services. The results support future resource upgrades and will guide the next phase of drilling. Aloro, an exploration and mine development company, has a portfolio of properties in Bolivia, Peru, and Quebec, including the Iska property and the La Victoria Gold Silver Project. For more information, visit alororesources.com.
Q1 U.S. EV sales up 11.4%. Data shows electric vehicle sales in the United States are on the rise, with nearly 300,000 EVs sold in the first quarter of 2025, marking an 11.4% increase from last year. EVs now account for about 7.5% of all new vehicles sold in the U.S., up from 7% in early 2024. This growth shows a growing acceptance of electric cars among Americans, though the U.S. still lags behind countries like China in EV adoption. While Q1 has shown promising growth for EVs, experts caution that the future is uncertain, with potential challenges ahead, such as trade issues, policy changes, and competition. Industry players like Rivian Automotive Inc. will need to navigate these obstacles to sustain the momentum.
Investor news breaks. Immunic Inc., IMUX, closes $5.1 registered direct. Immunic Inc., NASDAQ, a biotechnology company focused on developing small molecule therapies for inflammatory and autoimmune diseases, has closed a $5.1 million registered direct offering. The offering consisted of 5,666,067 shares of common stock priced at 9 cents per share and was led by Aberdeen Investments. The proceeds will be used to fund clinical trials, operations, and general corporate purposes. Titan Partners Group acted as the sole placement agent for the offering. Immunic's lead program, Vidofludimus Calcium, IMU-838, is in phase 3 and phase 2 clinical trials for multiple sclerosis treatment. The company is also developing IMU-856 and IM-31 for gastrointestinal diseases. For more information, visit www.imux.com.
Tech Media Breaks. Seek your private data lidded, CQR, OTCQF GDT0 to showcase growth strategy and NASDAQ uplisting plan at Microcap Summit. Secure Private Data Lidded, a Swiss-hosted cybersecurity and private communications provider, will showcase its growth strategy and NASDAQ uplisting plan at the Spring Microcap Summit on April 16, 2025. CEO Alain Guy will highlight Secure's recent private placement, strong SaaS margins, and launch of enterprise and government solutions. The company aims to improve liquidity and attract institutional capital with the planned uplisting to NASDAQ. Secure targets the secure mobile communications market, which is forecasted to grow from $14.5 billion to $88.8 billion by 2032. For more information, visit Secure's website at www.secure.com. WEF calls for more support and investment in quantum computing. Quantum computing is no longer just a science fiction idea. The World Economic Forum is calling on governments, businesses, and schools to take quantum computing seriously. According to the WEF, investing in this technology now can bring amazing opportunities for everyone. Companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc. are playing their part in advancing quantum computing. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Tech Media Wire is a specialized communications platform focused on technology companies driving the future. For more information, visit Tech Media Wire's website.
Gold reaffirms its safe haven appeal as tariffs take effect. Gold reaffirms its safe haven appeal as trade tariffs take effect. Unlike fiat currencies, gold doesn't depreciate in times of economic distress, making it an attractive investment during recessions. The surge in gold's value reflects investor anxiety over escalating trade tensions. As traditional markets wobble, gold proves its reliability as a portfolio stabilizer. If trade wars and inflation fears persist, gold could solidify its role as the ultimate hedge against economic volatility. Industry participants like GEMXX Corp, GMZ, are likely to benefit from this trend.
Investor news breaks. Foremost Clean Energy Ltd., FMST, SFAT, receives NASDAQ notice for bid price non-compliance. Foremost Clean Energy Ltd., NESTAT, has received a notification letter from NASDAQ regarding non-compliance with the minimum bid price rule of $1 per share. The company's stock traded below this threshold for 31 consecutive business days through April 4, 2025. FMST now has 180 days to regain compliance, with management exploring options like a potential reverse stock split. Despite this, business operations and strategy remain unchanged. Foremost Clean Energy is an emerging North American uranium exploration company with interests in 10 properties spanning over 330,000 acres in the Athabasca Basin, positioned to capitalize on the growing demand for uranium amidst global decarbonization efforts. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.